RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Speaking our truths can be extremely powerful and frightening at the same time. But if you are trying to better your life and live a more honest life with yourself and others, learning to use your voice really could help you evolve and grow in ways that could be so powerful. Our guest today, Rohini Ross, is a transformational coach who has helped thousands of clients cultivate their own health and well-being. She is a therapist and an internationally read author and blogger who shares her insights on reframing and transforming with her readers on the Huffington Post. Rohini, welcome to the show. And how do you begin to help teach others how to speak their truths like you have?
Hi, Erica. Thanks for having me. Well, in terms of supporting others with expressing themselves authentically, the most important step is doing my own work and really modeling that and being willing to show up in my humanity and my humanness and to be real, and whether I'm working one-on-one with a client, whether it's through my writing, and to be willing to continually be open to learning and growth along the way. I certainly don't have it all figured out, but mm-hmm. I do think that we all have valuable insights to share, and it's through that connection that we're able to learn and grow and support each other in that process.
And don't you think that for anyone that's trying to change their lives for the better needs to tap into their authenticity and into their intuitive voice and really speak up about what they want for themselves and their goals and intentions for their lives?
Absolutely. You're absolutely spot on. I think that it's so easy to get caught up in our busy mind and in all of the conditioned thinking that we've been programmed to believe, whether it's through outside people or just the internal belief systems that we've created over the years. So it's very easy to think that that's all there is. And it's not until we slow down and really allow ourselves to settle, let our thinking get more quiet, that we realize that there's a, you know, that small, still, quiet voice within that's really our inner wisdom that can guide us and help us navigate our lives more gracefully. And one way to know that we're tuned into that is to pay attention to where we're at in our emotional process. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, we're not even in touch with the fact that we're feeling stressed, that we're feeling some kind of anxiety, that we're not really in a good emotional place. And whenever there's any kind of stress present, disturbance present, we are not tuned in to our inner comforts. We are tuned into our negative thought loops that we're, you know, just conditioned and habitually get caught up in. So mm-hmm. it's by giving ourselves time to rest, relax, rejuvenate, get over ourselves, have a good laugh, so we slow down, and then we are able to hear more clearly what that internal, deeper wisdom really is saying to us and guiding us toward.
And how does someone unravel that kind of negative self-talk or unravel that loop that you've just discussed? How would someone begin doing that today? If someone's listening out there and saying, you know what, I recognize what she's saying, and I myself have been in these negative thought patterns for years. How does one change?
So the first step is really to understand that they exist and that okay. what we're feeling, so if we're feeling any kind of upset or disturbance, to recognize that's coming from thinking. It's not mm-hmm. coming from the person that yelled at you in the grocery line. It's not coming from the person that cut in front of you. Whatever you're feeling is actually coming to you directly from your own thoughts. That's the filter through which we experience everything. So we mm-hmm. don't experience life outside of us directly. We experience it filtered through our thinking. And we can think different things at different times. So one day someone might be rude to me and I might take it very personally and feel a lot of upset disturbance. Another day I might be in a really good place. They could say the same thing and I'd be like, oh, they're just having a bad day. I just let it go. The mm-hmm. difference is my own thinking. So the first step, like I said, is to recognize that it's the upset is thought generated and that is internally generated. The second step is to recognize that if I try to change my thinking, if I say, okay, it's coming from my thinking, I've got to change my thinking, that's like saying, don't think about the pink elephant. I'm going to think about the pink elephant. Right, I'm going to get caught up more in my own thinking, and because it's not of a good quality, I'm going to get sort of all gummed up in the more, you know, low quality thoughts. So it's more a process of accepting what is in that moment, not trying to change it, not trying to make myself any different than I am, but really opening my heart, relaxing, some could say surrendering to higher power, however you want to refer to that, but just letting go and accepting this is where I'm at. And the third part is to recognize, okay, but I'm not thinking clearly. So I need to wait on whatever it is that I think I need to do so urgently in that moment and hold off until I'm thinking more clearly. It's very easy for our emotional experience to get, to feel very strong and for us to think we need to act on something immediately. Like I can, it comes up with my husband often. I'll be like, no, I have to just tell him that he's wrong about that. I have to do it now. And it's like, no, that's never the right thing to do. Always better to wait. Wait until I'm in a clear place. And then I can have that conversation with understanding, with compassion, with empathy.
Right. Right. When you're not so heated. So there's a difference. There's a difference between being authentic and, you know, being intuitive and saying what you feel and speaking your truth and then thoughtfully realizing that, you know, we overreact sometimes or that our emotions will pass and we may feel differently, you know, 10 seconds later or an hour later. So to really sit and pause and wait to play that tape through also, that probably helpful.
That's a really good distinction that you're making, is that sometimes people do get confused about what authentic expression really is, and they think that that's just saying whatever's in their mind in the moment, no matter how hurtful it is to themselves or another person. That to me is not authentic expression. That's reactive expression. It may be true in the moment, it may be authentic in that moment, but what you're pointing toward in terms of the deeper expression of who we truly are is that peaceful, open place inside of ourselves, not the emotionally reactive space. And my rule of thumb is always, you know, I do my best, I can't say I always live up to it, but to do my best to not engage in communication that is hurtful to myself or another person. Because if I am, I know that I'm not thinking clearly, I know that I'm in a reactive space, and that when I let myself settle, I'm going to feel very differently, and probably if I'd acted, would have regretted that significantly.
Yeah, well, thank you for clarifying that further. And also, you know, it sounds like you also recommend to ask yourself whether you're coming from a place of love or coming from a place of fear, because that's what it sounds like. You know, you could ask yourself, would this be something that would hurt somebody, or would this be something that is loving to say, or should I wait until I could feel more loving towards that person?
Yeah, exactly. And oftentimes we're confused. When we're in emotional reactivity, we can't see things clearly, and we might think, well, I don't know, am I in a place of love? If you don't know, you're not. You're not. And so it's like if we're experiencing confusion, if we're experiencing anything that feels intense inside, that just lets us know that we're caught up in our own limiting beliefs in that moment, and they will always pass because they're not true.
Right, right. Oh, well, that's such a great point for people out there that are listening. Rohini, where can our audience and listeners find you? And I love your Huffington Post column, by the way. You just write such incredible, insightful articles. I really am a big fan. So please tell
us. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, so there's the Huffington Post. You can just put in my name, Rohini Ross, RohiniRoss. And then there's Twitter, which is at Rohini Ross as well.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. And do you write every week on Huffington?
Yes, it typically posts on Mondays.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Rohini, for giving our listeners these powerful tips to make all these lasting changes. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.